The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR fans are, insert your own word or words. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Just a Fan's View for this week. This is an off week for NASCAR, but not an off week for me. One thing I like about NASCAR is there is always something to talk about, and this week is no different. I'll probably hit on a couple of things about the upcoming race in Bristol a little later, but first, I want to talk about NASCAR fans. After all, that's kind of what we're about here. Go ahead, in the title above, insert your own word, or insert your own words. There is no wrong answer. Well, almost none anyway. There are so many possibilities. That's because NASCAR fans, true NASCAR fans, are the best fans of any sport I know. I don't just say that, and I don't necessarily agree with every view they have, but I do know they are great fans and dedicated to the sport they love. Look, I'm a NASCAR fan, and I'm proud of it. I'm not one of those fans that is able to attend a race in person, but over many years I have followed every race I could that was, or is, telecast, and I try my absolute best to keep up with all that is going on in NASCAR. I also try to keep up with my favorite drivers, and by the way, that list is growing all the time. Of course, I have ones that are on my not-so-favorite list, too. I have loved racing since I was a kid. Man, that was a long time ago. And I have raced everything I could from bicycles to go-karts and, yes, local short track stock cars on Saturday night. I love to go fast and turn left. I didn't actually get a chance to do road courses or off-road, but I know I would have liked them too. For a very short time, I even tried a little drag racing. Unfortunately, it was street racing. It didn't take me long to learn that was not the place to race. I wasn't afraid for myself, nor the possible danger I may have been putting myself in, but I found myself concerned with the innocent people street racing puts in harm's way. It only takes the blink of an eye for things to go from fun to disaster. I was fortunate to never have gotten a ticket, and no one ever got hurt in what we did, but that doesn't mean it couldn't have happened. These days, I still like to watch drag racing occasionally on TV, but I still don't take it to the streets. I have a lot of respect for drag racers, though. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, because I like the new guys, but I well remember the old guys like Garlitz, Prudhomme, Kalita, and yes, even the great Shirley Muldowney and others. I still root for John Force and Kenny Bernstein when I have a chance to watch and they're involved. I have to admit, I always did think the guys in those drag boats were crazy, though. I still don't know how they keep them from taking off like airplanes more than they do. But I digress into a bit of reminiscing. It's time to return to the subject of NASCAR and NASCAR fans. What do you think of when you think of NASCAR fans? What is the first word or words that come to mind? What would you insert in the blank of the title of this article? Well, if you don't mind, I would like to insert a few words just to get started. See if you agree with any of these. NASCAR fans are passionate, supportive, committed, outspoken, and loyal. These are just a few of the words I immediately think of when I think of NASCAR fans. Some others are faithful, diehard, narrow-minded when it comes to supporting their driver over and above all logic, and opinionated sometimes to an extreme, also defying all logic. Hey, we're all human. Do you agree with any of these? My sense is that you probably agree with most or all of them in some way or other. Now, that doesn't mean you agree with all of the above just because you're a NASCAR fan, but it does mean you can relate to at least one or two. I know I'm not alone when it comes to being a NASCAR fan that used to race at a local short track that wasn't sanctioned by NASCAR. I have some good friends that I used to race with, and most are NASCAR fans of one degree or another. We loved what we did, and we still have a bit of it in our blood, and that's probably why we still watch the races. In fact, some of them still race or have kids that race now. Taking all of that into consideration, I know when I watch a race, I look at it differently than someone that has never been in a race car. Because I have had to consider some of the strategies involved to bring home the trophy, as I watch, I wonder what my favorite driver or team is considering as events unfold during the race. From the stands, fans generally look at the race or game in a different way. We all know we pull for the home team when it comes to stick and ball sports, and when it comes to racing, it is always noticeable when the crowd favorite takes over the lead or wins the race. The crowd goes wild with enthusiasm. When the villain, or the one the fans consider as the villain, has problems of some sort or gets put out of the race in some way, once again, the crowd responds enthusiastically and loudly with cheers. In my opinion, that's why NASCAR has such a hard task before them when it comes to keeping the fans happy. Because we all have our own opinions as to how we think situations should be handled. I think they do a really good job, and I have to admit, I've been more than willing to criticize their decisions on more than one occasion. But then, what real fan hasn't? I don't suppose you've ever yelled at a referee, have you? I know if I took a survey of opinions on some of the different things that have changed or decisions made concerning race situations in NASCAR, I would get any number of answers and opinions. Don't get me wrong. I think that is great, and I know I'm opinionated when it comes to some of those decisions. But I am certainly glad I'm not the one people look to make the final decision. I just don't know how neutral I could be on a continuing basis. That's why I appreciate NASCAR and the job they do. As a fan, I know they are taking much more into consideration than it may appear on the surface. They consider all sides, and in particular, the fans. Like I said earlier, I'm a NASCAR fan and proud to be one, just like I'm proud to be an American, and I'm extremely proud of our men and women in the military. I'm proud of the drivers, teams, and fans and the way they take on helping out people in need of all ages and situations. Yeah, I know the competitive spirit is always there, but so is the compassion for others. I am glad NASCAR appeals to such a diverse cross-section of people around the nation and the world, and that we can all come together for the greater good when it counts. Okay, it's time to move on. This weekend, NASCAR heads to Bristol, Tennessee. It is a fast, high-banked short track that often yields unexpected finishes, along with hot tempers and hurt feelings. What else should we expect from short track racing? Although according to some reports, the economy has slightly affected pre-race ticket sales, I fully expect the stands to be extremely full. This is one of the fans' favorite tracks, and I expect this weekend to yield a great race, along with some real short track excitement and temperament. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.